NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by DuPont Golden 7, the oil treatment that helps your car run quieter, smoother, and longer. Here's William Littauer. Listen again on the hour when DuPont Golden 7 brings you NBC Monitor News.
This is WNBC FM New York.
My summer means four little leaguers and a daddy coach whose uniforms are a mess of dirt and perspiration. But I use Fab with Real Borax. Gives me a clean you can get close to.
Oh, Fab! They put Real Borax in you. Oh, Fab! They put Real Borax in you. It's the new summer clean you want to get close to. Oh, Fab! I'm glad they put Real Borax in you.
Don't move, just leave your dial on a good monitor. Lean back and stay a while on a good monitor.
The wonderful weekend world of Monitor, brought to you on our 12th anniversary by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 oil treatment and 42 other fine car care products. H. Morgan here. Over there by the piano in the studio, Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. They're working on a birthday song for us. A progress report from the gentleman in about 3 minutes.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride?
Up and away by the Johnny Man Singers. Hey, these two fellas were on Monitor's very first show, Bob and Ray.
How would you like to win a real live pet? One you can be proud of?
A pet like a wildcat, mustang, marlin, barracuda, impala, or jaguar.
Or, if you don't want the pet, a new car you can be proud of with the same name as the aforementioned beasts.
Well, you can, simply by filling out a free entry blank available wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other fine DuPont auto products. And there's nothing to buy. Hello, Winnipeg headquarters.
Hi, just a second while I go lower my radio.
Sure thing.
Okay.
Oh, I think he disconnected himself. Hello, Winnipeg headquarters.
Listen, these pets being given away by DuPont Auto Products, is this for real?
Oh, yes, sir, it certainly is.
Do they have pedigree papers?
Yes, except for the marlin and barracuda. However, if you choose a car, they all have registration papers.
Thank you. See, Martha, I told you they were serious.
Hello?
Hey, it's me again. I lowered my radio.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. That law is all over, isn't it? In 1955, the year Monitor went on the air, Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen wrote at least two hit songs I know of. They wrote Love and Marriage and The Tender Trap. And this weekend, they're writing a birthday song for us right here in the studio. How's it going, gents?
Well,
How is it going?
I wish I could tell you. Yesterday, we had a pretty ballad written for a fellow called Steve Lawrence. And he loved the ballad, only he didn't want to sing a ballad. So therefore, Mr. Van Heusen and I went back to the drawing board, and the last thing we came up with was a kind of a rhythmic idea. And we have a title, which we got from, who was the fellow who gave us the idea?
Everett Dirksen.
Everett Dirksen,
he sent best wishes.
So you mean Everett Dirksen, the songwriter?
Yeah, the
singer.
Songwriter.
Oh, the singer, yeah.
The reciter.
The reciter, yeah.
And he sent a wire, said best wishes, and we've appropriated it. And we don't think we have to cut him in. What do you think?
Well, he's a senator.
Oh, well,
and
maybe
I don't think he'd want to have any sideline going.
No, not during this period.
With election coming up. But, fellas, no kidding. I mean, laughing.
We have the title, and would you show him how much we have?
Well, I got this.
Well,
I'll sing it where we were yesterday,
your part,
right?
Yes.
Best wishes,
la 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 la.
Best wishes,
la 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 la.
Best wishes.
La,
and
la.
Where we were is Sam's going to fill in the la-la-las. And,
I want to wish Steve Lawrence all the luck in the world.
And, Sam, how you doing, Sam?
Well,
have you got anything?
You've
got a couple of lines there. I like
your part so far.
Well, when Jimmy and Sammy have finished the birthday song, which has got to be before we go off the air tonight, Steve Lawrence is going to drop by and sing it, la-las and all. And as you've probably heard, a number of the very large names from the music world are going to join the party.
This is Eddie Fisher. Sing casual and formal happy birthday to Monitor. Monitor, 12 years old this weekend, and strong enough to make 112. Many happy returns.
112? I refuse to think about the year 2067. Meantime, mortals, these words for posterity. You are on the Monitor Beacon. Here's a treat that's hard to beat, melted cheese and Wetzel's hamburger meat. Having one is lots of fun, but if you want to feel great, feel strong, really bubble, ask the man for Wetzel's cheeseburger double. It's great. Now, here's the fact real straight. Two government-inspected all-beef hamburgers, all grilled to perfection in a toasted bun and topped with that taste-tingling, velvety smooth cheese. Just love that cheeseburger. Go to Wetzel's by day or night. It's always an eating delight. Golden brown french fried potatoes, Wetzel's thick shakes, and now that delicious double cheeseburger. Love that cheeseburger. That's Wetzel's, and it's in Bricktown, New Jersey. Wetzel's is located on Route 70 next to the Family Circle Discount Center. In Norwalk, Connecticut, there's a Wetzel's on U.S. 1. That's Connecticut Avenue, halfway between Darien and Norwalk. For the Wetzel's near you, check the phone book. At Radio City, it's 89 degrees. It's sunny. We expect it to be in the 90s for the rest of the day. Warm tonight, the temperature in the 70s. Tomorrow, much of the same.
The Come Alive sound on the Big Voice of Big Town, USA, WNBC, New York.
It ain't the heat, it's the humidity. And it sure is humid in New York, and I imagine it's humid in Washington, D.C. And in both cities, it's particularly hard for a bunch of fellas to keep their cool. These fellas are expectant fathers, new fathers. And since this is Monitor's birthday, we're going to check a couple of hospitals to see if there are any newborn babies who'll be sharing our birthday. First, to reporter Candy Jones at the Presbyterian Medical Center here in New York.
Thank you, Henry. I'm way up on the 15th floor in the father's waiting room of Sloan Hospital with a brand new daddy. He looks very happy but kind of tired, and his name is John Carroll. And first of all, congratulations, John Carroll, and to your wife, Joyce. And here is one of your baby's very first presents. Monitor wants me to give you this sterling silver baby spoon engraved with your baby's birthday, which also happens to be Monitor's 12th birthday. Now, John Carroll, tell us about your blessed event.
Well, I was very happy that it was over.
What was it?
A boy, and he weighed 7 pounds, 11 ounces.
Oh, that's wonderful. Is this your first?
No, it's my 7th.
But you're not really a brand new one, then.
No, I'm no pro.
What does your baby look like?
He looks like one of the Beatles, his hair.
longish hair already?
Yes.
What were you and your wife doing when she gave you the message that it was time to go to the Stork Club or over to Sloan Hospital?
Just getting ready for breakfast.
What were you wearing?
Just a pair of trousers.
And how did you get here?
Well, we walked out.
You walked to the
yes.
hospital? And how long did it take
about,
from the time you checked in?
About 15 minutes.
You mean you had a special delivery baby?
Yes, I did.
You certainly did. Do you have any advice, though, with your track record of six other babies for expectant fathers? What would you do and what have you done?
Just relax.
Did you pace on others?
Yes, I did.
Did you read?
No.
What did you think about?
What the new baby would look like.
And were you happy?
Very happy.
What did the other six children want?
A girl.
And you had a boy?
A boy.
How did you explain it to them?
Just went home and broke it to them, that's all.
Okay, Candy, it's fine. We get the message that when you have the seventh, you walk to the hospital. Thanks, Candy. Now to Monitor reporter Glenn Rinker at the Columbia Hospital for Women in Washington, D.C.
Hi, Henry. Henry, can you read me all right?
I can read you fine.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We're standing on the third floor just outside the window of the nursery here. And you know, Henry, if there's one thing that people do, they lose their inhibitions in front of this window. We have with us a brand new father. No seven children. This is the first one. And his name is Charlie Porter. Charlie, how about describing your baby to us as you're looking right here at him?
Well, I would say he's about 20 inches long. Sleeping at the present time.
Somebody in there is, and I hear some crying babies in the background, but yours is sleeping. Let's hope that's a good sign of things to come. Charlie, as a memento of the occasion, we have a silver spoon for you, and it's engraved with Monitor 1967, your son's birthday on the same birthday as Monitor. What did you name your boy, by the way?
Anthony Charles.
Anthony Charles.
Yes.
This was kind of a surprise for you, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Can you tell us about it?
Well, I brought my wife over Thursday night. A few complications. And she stayed the night. And I talked to the doctor the next morning. She said he said it was all right for her to go home. We got home last night, night before last. And she had some old pains. So I called a doctor. The doctor told me to bring him back, but he didn't ever tell me that, you know, he was expecting the kid to be born.
And you were actually home when he was born, right?
Yes, I was.
And he wasn't supposed to be due for another month and a half or something like that.
That's right.
Well, that's a real surprise for your first baby. Charlie, congratulations. Your wife's doing fine?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes, Henry?
How about having your father there talk to Mr. Carroll, because Mr. Carroll's had seven. Maybe Mr. Carroll can give some advice to the gentleman who just had one.
I think he could do that, sure.
Mr. Carroll, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, give the old hot news to the new daddy.
Just ride with it, that's all. Take it easy and as it comes.
Did you ever change diapers?
I sure did.
Tell him how.
Well, that has to be come with experience.
Who does the 2 a.m. feedings, and how did you set that up, John Carroll?
Oh, my wife usually does that.
Do you recommend that to all fathers?
Oh, yes, definitely.
How about you down there in Washington, Glenn Rinker? How does your father decide to do the 2 a.m. feedings?
I don't know if they've talked about that yet. Have you, Charlie?
No, I haven't. I'm new at this, and I don't know anything about it.
Well, to give you a little advice, I think you better follow Mr. Carroll's advice. Sounds pretty good to me.
Gentlemen, I'll give you both some advice. Keep your cool. Happy birthday to one and all. Thanks, Candy. Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks, Henry.
Thanks to everybody. Congratulations to the Proud Papas on Monitor's birthday. Here's Jack Jones with his latest.
Now I know why I've been lonely. Now I know I needed you only. I was lost in the stars up above till you gave me a world filled with love. darling, now I know.
Prizes in DuPont's Winnipeg sweepstakes are being taken care of by headkeeper Matt Neffer.
You're just in time, Wally. I'm about to feed them.
How are the beasts doing?
I'm afraid the prizes aren't getting along together.
Oh?
The Jaguar and the Wildcat have had a few spats. Both of them have been licking their chops over the Impala.
Well, what about the Mustang and the fish prizes?
Well, the Mustang has been a real pussycat, figuratively speaking. But the Marlin and Barracuda have been a problem right along. As a matter of fact, the Marlin, you see, is the second one. The Barracuda ate the first one.
See, they're in separate tanks now.
Right. I'll be glad when this winner pet sweepstakes is over. I'm a nervous wreck.
Well, I doubt the winners will choose the pets over the new cars with the same names. You may be stuck with these critters.
Oh, I hope not. They're really swell pets, folks.
For a chance to win a Wildcat, Mustang, Impala, Barracuda, Marlin, or Jaguar, or a new car of the same name, fill in a free entry blank wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont auto products.
Care to feed the Wildcat, Wally?
No, thank you.
No purchase required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. This weekend, Monitor's covering championship golf at the Buick Open. So, after a four-second pause, we'll switch to Len Dillon at the Warwick Hills Golf and Country Club in Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Thank you, Henry. Here is the situation as the fourth and final round of the Buick Open continues on its way. Boros, Julius Boros, the 1963 winner, has now increased his lead and is in front of the field, 3-under through 60 holes. Kermit Zarley is next, 1-under through 61. Bob Golby is even through 60. And Al Geiberger, the PGA champion, who will be defending his title later on this year, is even through 63. It is taking about 4 hours now to play the final 18 holes. Earlier today, they were doing it in 3.5. Here are some 72-hole scores. Joe Carr had a 265. Doug Ford, a 294. Larry Ziegler, a 297. Joe Carr had a 304. John Lively, a 304. And Dick Mayer, a 298. Again, the leader at the moment, Julius Boros, 3-under through 60 holes at Grand Blanc in the 10th Annual Buick Open. Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
There'll be further progress reports from the Buick Open on Monitor.
We're Bob and Ray at DuPont Winnipeg headquarters again. The phone is really busy here as people call in to find out how they can participate in the Winnipeg sweepstakes. Hello?
Hello, hey, you guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you. What's your question?
Now, as I understand it, I can win a Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
Or a new car of the same name, yes.
And all I have to do is fill in a free entry blank available wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont auto products.
Right.
Well, what I want to know is...
No, he disconnected himself. Winnipeg headquarters.
I hope I won't throw a pall over things, but my Wildcat died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It was hit by a truck while double parked.
You mean your car, the Wildcat?
Yes, I had to put a bullet in the hood. Now I desperately need another one for my work as a troubleshooter for a toothpick company.
Well, enter the DuPont Winnipeg sweepstakes, and maybe you'll win one of the new cars or 777 other prizes.
Then it's not all a put-on.
No, ma'am. Pick up an entry blank and see. Hello?
Hi, it's me again. Now, what I want to know is...
No purchases required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Enoch Light, Little I Love, I Live, I Love.
This is Gloria Swanson, and I want to congratulate you on the last 12 years and also wish you all kinds of wonderful success for the future. Let's say as many years as I have left.
Which we sincerely hope, in turn, will be many. The Weekend World of Monitor on this anniversary weekend is brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 and a complete line of car care products, and is heard coast to coast on NBC Radio. Our station for Washington, D.C., WRC. Back shortly. This is Henry Morgan.
The Weekend World of Monitor, celebrating its 12th birthday this weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
TWA flies the most nonstop jets to St. Louis, 8 a day from early morning to late evening. For St. Louis, call TWA.
This is Chief of Police Donald Gray of the Scarsdale, New York Police Department. May I urge motorists that before you start on your summer vacation, check your car for safety first.
Join Mimi Benzel for lunch. Her guests are a treat. Weekdays at noon on WNBC New York.
Hi, this is Alan Sherman wishing Monitor a very happy birthday and more of the same. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Monitor. Happy birthday to you.
Alan, did you write that?
Very good. Welcome, everybody, to the Weekend World of Monitor, brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 oil treatment and 42 other fine car care products. This here is Mr. Morgan here. When Monitor first began as a nationwide communications medium, it seemed, in those days, pure fantasy to a lot of us, that one day we'd hear a man talking from outer space, and that we'd see photographs transmitted from the moon. But what seems strange today often becomes fact tomorrow. And we're going to have a guest with us in 3 minutes. We'll talk about what we can expect from the electronic revolution in the near future. First, Sergio Mendes.
Traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room.
In its 12 years on the air, Monitor has brought thousands of hours of lively news and features and entertainment into the homes of America. And let's not forget the millions of cars we've reached and boats, beaches, and airplanes, too. On our 12th birthday, we're going to check on what the electronic revolution, which Monitor has been a part of, will bring to home entertainment and education in the next 12 years. And the man to tell us about it is T.A. Smith, Executive Vice President in Corporate Planning for the Radio Corporation of America. Welcome at last to Monitor, Mr. Smith.
Thank you.
Now, how will TV sets change? In 12 years, will we all have color sets? And if we do, what will they be like?
I think we're going to all have color sets. I think they'll be smaller. They'll be lighter weight. They'll have brighter pictures. They'll be easy to carry around if we want to take them with us. Perhaps we'll have one that we can take along wherever we may go and get good signals and good color reproduction.
Anything like a wrist television set?
I wouldn't rule it out. Because we're making smaller and smaller things, and maybe Dick Tracy was right after all.
Uh-huh.
Because I think we'll be able to have little devices we'll carry along with us that we can communicate with anybody in the world with.
Will people actually carry around sets, and will they put them in cars?
Well, I think they'll put them in cars, but we hope the driver doesn't watch them while he's driving. At least until he gets on the superhighway. Then he can.
Oh, you mean a controlled superhighway?
Because we'll have cars driving on the superhighway. That'll be automatic. You won't have to pay any attention. And you can watch television if you choose.
That'll be the day.
That'll be the day.
And electricity will keep them from clunking into one another.
That's right.
We hope. What about bringing the latest movies and plays and cultural events into the home?
I think one of the things we're going to do is to be able to select what we'd like to hear and see in the home by pushing buttons, instead of waiting for it to come to us what may be on the air at a particular time. I think this is the new trend, that we're going to have the ability to pick and select and choose and get whatever we want in a sort of a library fashion.
Oh, you mean specifically?
Specifically.
Not as today, where we do have choice.
Suppose for some strange reason you'd like to see Gone with the Wind.
Uh-huh.
You could dial a number and you'd see it.
I see. That kind of a reference library and
of all kinds. Pictures, sound, all the libraries of the world, I think, will be available to us if we choose to get the information from them.
Great. How about teaching machines?
Well, we've made a very good beginning. Our own company is working on a system where we can give simple quizzes to children in schools. We can see how they make out, whether they really learned or not. And at the end of the day, we can give the teacher a list of just how they've made out. And we can provide the teacher with an automatic list of where each pupil may need some instruction, may need some help or something of that nature. This makes the teacher's life a lot easier because she doesn't have to engage in the drudgery of quizzes, grading examinations, and looking at that sort of thing. But I think our machines are going to help the teacher and enable her to do a better job. We still don't think there's any substitute for a good instructor who can inspire the students. But we're going to make her job easier and more effective by using computers and other devices to teach with.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. T.A. Smith, who is the Executive Vice President in Corporate Planning for RCA, for projecting how electronics will change our lives in the next 12 years and maybe clean up my speech. And thanks for coming by for Monitor's 12th birthday.
Thank you.
Friends, we're Bob and Ray for DuPont Auto Products with some exciting news.
How would you like to win a pet?
An unusual pet that'll be the envy of the whole neighborhood.
A pet that will shake up the whole neighborhood.
By now, many of you are nodding your heads yes, but you want to know what kind of pet.
Well, hold on to your chairs or steering wheels, as the case may be, and listen to this thrilling news from the people who make DuPont Auto Products.
You can win a pet Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
Or choose a new car with the same name.
As a Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
And to win either pet or car, all you have to do is pick up a free entry blank wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto Products.
No need to buy anything, just fill in the free entry blank.
If you don't win a pet, you may win one of 777 other prizes.
Think how envious your friends will be when they see you riding down the street on a Mustang.
Or in a Mustang.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. In 1 minute or so, we plan to talk with the Air Defense Command of the United States Air Force up in Greenland. The men up there are also observing an anniversary. So if we can get them on the line, we'll swap greetings here on the Monitor Birthday Beacon. Thank you.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
The pulse of the U.S. Air Defense Command is a string of outposts in the Arctic Circle called the Dew Line. Defense early warning. Since this is Monitor's 12th birthday and the 10th anniversary of the Dew Line, we thought we'd trade calls with the men who have the Sky Watch up there. Hello, this is Monitor calling Air Defense Command at Sonderstrom, Greenland. This is Henry Morgan. Who am I talking to?
Sir, this is Sergeant King. How are you, sir?
How are you, Sergeant King? Isn't, am I right? Is this your birthday, too?
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations. It's everybody's birthday.
Thank you very much, and congratulations to you.
Thank you on behalf of all of us. Tell me, where exactly is Sonderstrom?
Well, sir, it's just south of Thule, Greenland. Right down about 200 miles from the coast. Inland.
Yeah. And does that belong to Denmark?
Ice cap from here.
I beg your pardon?
We're about 5 miles from the ice cap.
5 miles from the ice cap.
Yes, sir.
Is it summer?
Pardon me?
Is it summer?
Yes, sir, it is. We have light 24 hours a day now.
And what's growing, if any?
Well, no trees, sir.
No trees.
A little shrubbery.
You got a little shrubbery?
Yes, sir.
I was at Sonderstrom once a couple of years ago. There was nothing but ice.
I heard that you were, sir.
Yeah. What's the temperature?
Right now it's about plus 45 degrees.
Plus 45.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, sir.
Nice to talk. Did you get in any trout fishing?
Yes, sir. And a little trout, arctic char, and a few landlocked salmon. The fishing is terrific here.
Wonderful. Nice to talk with you, Sergeant.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have as good a birthday as possible.
Yeah, the same to you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.
That was Sergeant Richard King in Sonderstrom, Greenland, just south of Thule, one of the outposts of the North American Air Defense Command reporting to Colorado Springs. Now a question from our friends at DuPont. Is your car engine giving you more problems than power? Maybe it's time you did something about it. If it makes more noise than it should, or burns more oil, or doesn't give you all the pep and power it should, add a little DuPont Golden 7 oil treatment. Then sit back and hear the difference. Feel the difference out on the road. DuPont Golden 7 quiets engine noise, cuts down on oil burning, perks up horsepower, gives your engine a boost by improving performance 7 ways. And your engine not only runs smoother, it stays in top condition longer. So whenever you add or change oil, put in a can of DuPont Golden 7 oil treatment, the extra touch in your oil that improves engine performance 7 ways. Put that purr back into your engine's power. You'll find DuPont Golden 7 makes your car take off, like a whisper. 3 minutes from now on Monitor, Joe Garagiola interviews Don Drysdale of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Music for you, meanwhile, by Al Martino.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning. When through a sleepy haze, I see her lying there. Soft as the rain that falls on summer flowers, warm as the sunlight shining on her golden hair. When I wake and see her there so close beside me, I want to take her in my arms. The ache is there, so deep inside me. And nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning, chasing a rainbow in her dreams so far away. And when she turns to touch it, I kiss her face so softly. Then my Mary wakes to love another day. And Mary's there in sunny days or stormy weather. We share together.
happens quite as pretty as merry evening, kissed by the shades of night, starlight on her hair. And as we walk, I hold her close beside me. All our tomorrows for a lifetime we will share.
When Monitor went on the air in 1955, Joe Garagiola had given up playing baseball and had started talking about it for money. It was clear to him at the time, he says, that he was a ball player with more wit than hit. Tell you this, Joe bats a thousand with us, and here he is.
The last 12 years have seen Monitor become a well-known name all across the United States. In just about the same amount of time, this country has also become familiar with the name of Don Drysdale. Drysdale has been one of baseball's outstanding pitchers with the Dodgers and has picked up a lot of honors along the way, including baseball's Cy Young Award as the best pitcher in the game back in 1962. Recently, I asked Don if he remembered 1955, the year that Monitor was born.
Well, Joe, I'll tell you, I can remember 1955 real well. That was the year I was with Montreal in 1955, but I was with spring training with the Dodger Ball Club, and I remember I was pitching an exhibition game against the Yankees in Vero Beach, and I got Eddie Lopat was pitching against us, and the count went to 3 balls and no strikes, and Lopat threw me 3 straight screwballs, which I'd never seen before, and each one kept getting a little bit better, so needless to say, I stood there and took all 3 of them and then went back and sat down. And then later on in the ball game, Mickey Mantle came up, and I got 2 strikes on him, and the next pitch I threw him, he laid down a perfect bunt down the first baseline with 2 strikes, and of course, there I was standing on the mound. Hodges just walked over and picked the ball up and threw it back to me, and he said, "That's okay, kid." He said, "He's done that against a lot of them." So I got a real indoctrination right there about Major League Baseball.
In the years that have passed since Drysdale learned about baseball the hard way, he's learned other lessons about the game and learned them well. I asked him about the difference then and now in Don Drysdale, the pitcher.
Well, I'd probably say right now I don't maybe throw it quite as hard as what I did 12 years ago, but I would say the overall knowledge is there much more now than it was then. And also, I believe that, I can go out and I can set hitters up. I can get the ball over just about any time, I'd say now, when I want to. And I think that's been part of the success I've had in the latter years, has been able to have confidence in every pitch that I do throw, and I can throw it at any time.
In the past 12 years, Don Drysdale has changed in his approach to pitching as well as in his style. He told me about that change.
Well, I'd probably say right now is I've learned to kind of cure my temper a little bit, and instead of beating myself out there physically and mentally in the clubhouse and on the field, the other hitters are actually beating me today when I do get beat. I've just learned to accept that a lot more, and it really has helped.
There are people in baseball who will tell you that right now Don Drysdale is pitching better than he ever has. Like Monitor, he's come a long way in 12 years. And like Monitor, there are a lot of good days ahead. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. And let me tell you something. No matter what game you play, strategy is always very important. And that applies to the old game of love, too. One time when Mae West was on Monitor, somebody asked her the best way to hold a man. And Mae said,
"Well, the best way to hold a man is in your arms."
Of course, Mae West is smart enough to know you have to hold a man at arm's length sometimes.
You know, mystery is a woman's greatest weapon.
But Mae would never carry that mystery business too far, as we all know from that favorite line of hers.
"Come up and see me sometime."
I will, if Mae would care to name a date. I was thinking of August 17th, because I happen to know that will be Mae West's 75th birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I always wanted to sing on a network.
Well, you made it. You've got all the bases covered, Joe. Joe Garagiola, the 7-day-a-week wonder, on Monitor each weekend, weekdays on NBC Radio. And now here are 2 good friends from DuPont, who is presenting this entire birthday weekend.
We're Bob and Ray with more about DuPont Auto Products' exciting Winnipeg sweepstakes.
Many people have been asking, are you guys kidding?
Are you really giving away a Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar?
Are they really going to let the winners choose a new car of the same name if they don't want the pet?
You bet they are, gang.
But why believe us, Bob and Ray? Listen to some of the letters that have been pouring into Winnipeg headquarters.
Miss P.K. writes, holy sweepstakes, I thought it was a big put-on until I saw the free entry blank on the DuPont Golden 7 display at my gas station. I'm convinced now, and I hope to win a Wildcat to go with my husband's Jaguar.
She say whether her husband's Jaguar is the car or the beast.
No.
This one says, I want to win a Mustang so I can crossbreed it with my moose and have a Moose-tang. Or the Barracuda with my eel and get an electric Barracuda.
Another lady writes, I get these awful headaches that start over my ears.
Now, how did that letter get in there? That's wrong.
Well, never mind. Win a pet. Pick up an entry blank wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto products.
You never talked that way before.
No purchase required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Ortolani, number called, who can say? Well, this fella can say who, all right, and it comes out George.
Now, this is George Maharis, and I brought my choir along to wish Monitor a happy birthday. Here we go. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Monitor. Happy birthday to you.
George, yes. Choir, no. Anyway, thanks to George Maharis and his gang for joining us on our anniversary. The Weekend World of Monitor is being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 and a complete line of car care products. News next on the hour.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
You can talk to WNBC personalities by calling Plaza 7 8866. You can become a part of every program.
WNBC FM, New York.